Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include the site of yet another city pub boarded up and an MP's family Woods faces the chop. But first, the region was battered by the full force of Storm Kira as high winds, together with a sudden burst of heavy rain, wreaked havoc across the county.
Trees and power lines were toppled, major roads were blocked, and thousands were left without power as gusts exceeding 60 miles per hour swirled in the region. A sudden heavy downpour also caused flooding in a number of areas across the county, prompting further call-outs for firefighters who were already dealing with a high number of calls to wind-related incidents. But it was the wind, which hit 70 miles per hour at Weyburn in North Norfolk, that caused most of the problems. One of the county's main arteries, the A47, was affected when police closed both westbound lanes at Blowfield after a tree fell. At Poswick, Eileen Wharton had a lucky escape when an 80-metre tree was sent crashing into her home. Luckily, the main trunk narrowly avoided the building, but branches caused significant damage to tiles and guttering on the roof and currently cover the patio in the back garden. She escaped entirely uninjured, but shocked by the sudden impact. Norwich was also affected by a tree falling onto the northbound lane on Wroxham Road, Sproston, causing traffic delays and debris left on the pavement after the tree hit a wall. Also in Sproston, the sign on the Tesco Extra store in Blueboar Lane fell back onto the roof, causing the metal bars to bend, and the area had to be cordoned off, though the shop remained open. Another tree came down in White Woman Lane in Old Catton, leaving the road completely blocked in both directions. Emergency services were dispatched to the Riverside Retail Park in Norwich after a section of the roof at the Boots store became loose in the high winds. The wind meant First Norwich, Connect Bus and Sanders coaches all used single-decker buses and warned passengers to expect delays as drivers took extra care while on their routes. Rail passengers were also affected after a tree fell onto the tracks at Wyndham, blocking the Norwich to Cambridge line. Meanwhile, many of the county's best love attractions were closed to visitors, and Norwich City Women FC's game against Wroxham Women was called off. Dozens of power cuts also meant that there were thousands of homes across the county without electricity as high winds brought down overhead power cable lines. Across the length and breadth of the county, residents have been left without electricity as engineers struggled to cope with the huge number of incidents.
And another casualty of the storm was a day-old piglet. It was brought into Taverham Vets as high winds battered the region. The newly named Priscilla, after the Priscilla Bacon charity, was found by a roadside in Ringland by a member of the public. The vets have been unable to trace her owner, but they said they have a loving home lined up. Nurse Hayley Hyam said she was really cold and a member of the public didn't want to leave it. She definitely would have died. She's so sweet and adorable. She's making a really good recovery. She was lethargic and had no energy. When she first came in, she wasn't moving. Now she oinks all the time.
An outbreak of the norovirus bug has prompted visiting restrictions to be introduced at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The stomach bug, also known as the winter vomiting bug, is circulating in the community and cases have been confirmed at the Coney Hospital. The hospital has not introduced a blanket ban on visiting, but people have been urged not to visit the hospital unless it is absolutely necessary and not to bring in children under the age of 12. Professor Nancy Fontaine, the hospital's chief nurse and director of infection prevention and control, said, "Norovirus is widely circulating in the community and our advice is to wash your hands as a matter of routine with hot soapy water upon entering and leaving a ward. hand sanitizers and alcohol gel will work against some bacteria and flu viruses, but they will not protect you against norovirus.
An MP has been accused of double standards after signing a pledge to increase tree planting while woods he co-owns are set to be cut down for 300 new homes. Jerome Mayhew, MP for Broadland, is a trustee along with family members of Thorpe and Felthorpe Trust, which wants to clear 10 football pitches worth of its woodland for housing. The trust, along with developer Socially Conscious Capital, won an appeal last year to build the new homes in Racecourse Plantation off Plumstead Road East in Thorpe St Andrew. It will include turning the remaining woodland into a country park, which they said would create a very valuable legacy. Mr Mayhew said he was very proud to be part of the project. During the election campaign, the founder of adventure firm Go Ape said he was a firm supporter of the Conservatives' pledge to reduce carbon emissions to net zero by 2050. A key part of that is to pay landowners to plant millions of new trees by 2025. After being elected, Mr Mayhew also signed a pledge with other Conservative MPs to support the planting of more trees to tackle air pollution. But the plan to destroy almost 10 hectares of mature woodlands that he co-owns has sparked fierce opposition from Broadland Council, residents and wildlife groups.
Intude Chapelfield in Norwich has found a vibrant, exciting new way to brighten the moods and experience of its shoppers with the Lighthouse Experience. Collaborating with colour psychologists, light artists and designers, the country's biggest shopping centre group has created three glowing lighthouses, utilising colour combinations that, as their research has proved, help improve the well-being of its visitors. Coinciding with the Love Light Norwich Festival, the Lighthouse Experience is part of Intu's pledge to find ways to make the customers more positive. The Happy, Calm and Energise houses feature a variety of different colour effects aimed to create three different emotional responses. Happiness when walking into the multicoloured rainbow room, calmness when sitting in the quiet, softly lit blue room, and an energy boost when entering the neon-lit orange room. Shoppers in Norwich can visit the free experience for the next 2 weeks before it goes on to visit 12 other Intu centres around the country over the course of the next year.
A Norwich pub has closed its doors despite a campaign from locals to save it. The Red Lion pub on Bishopgate in Norwich has had its windows and doors boarded up after the watering hole's previous tenants moved out at the end of January. Three beer barrels can be seen outside the pub, although there is no sign of life at the once popular venue. The pub building is owned by the Great Hospital Charity and until recently was leased, but that lease expired at the end of September, with the tenants given until the end of January to vacate. As previously reported, devoted regulars had hoped that they could secure its future as a pub by having it listed as an asset of community value. The campaign was being led by 68-year-old Pat Tyler, who has been visiting the pub since she was just 5 years old, and it was equipped with a children's room upstairs. She said, "Everyone is just devastated that it's going to close. It is so much more than just a local pub. It is the centre of our little community and is used by so many different groups and clubs. When it closes, it will have a real ripple effect on the community. So we really hope that in future it can continue to be used as some kind of community facility."
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Richard Matthew and Sam Elmhurst for the next part of Chatterbox.